Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shadi, just returning your call.
That's nice. That was very quick. Thank you. I have a question. I got these two items, some earphones and, a watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, I went back and read the fine print. Now, my understanding was you filled out the survey, you got the stuff. That's not so, is it?
You do get the the free
I got
gift.
The stuff. Mm-hmm. But then do you have to later pay for the free gift?
You paying the shipping on the item.
And that's it.
Yes, but it does include a membership with our factory direct savings store, and they will charge you that membership fee in 48 hours.
How much is the membership fee?
It can range between $50 and $65 a month.
Okay, I can't afford that. So can I send these back and cancel the membership?
Provide me with your zip code.
14207.
What's your name?
Elizabeth Wohl. W-O-E-H-L.
Okay, just to make sure I typed in the correct zip code, it's 14207.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm not seeing your name under that zip code. What's the last four digits of the credit card number that was used?
Oh, hell. I don't really mean that, oh, hell. I just spent 3 hours in church. 8921.
8921.
There's nothing in there. I mean, like, 20 cents. And then I only get 275 with, I'm under adult protection. So that's what they give me to spend for my personal things. But I pay for cat food and my Spectrum.
Who are you trying to contact, ma'am? Because I think you may have dialed the wrong number.
I'm talking to Import Direct Gadgets.
I'm not seeing an account for you in our system.
That's good. Maybe I could just keep the shit. I really wanted them. I really, really did. I would love so much to open and use them, but I know I can't send them back used.
How did you come get our number?
It was on the package. It was
mm-hmm.
not on my bank thing. Usually phone numbers are on my bank thing.
You may need to contact your bank and get the correct number because I'm not seeing an account for you in our system, ma'am.
So maybe these are actually free gifts?
Yes, it could be possible that they are free gifts. So, but you want to make sure.
Direct. Gadgets. Right?
Yes, ma'am, but I'm not seeing an Elizabeth Wolf in our system.
It's not Wolf. It's W-O-E-H-L.
Yes, I'm not seeing that in our system.
So maybe I could just keep them. Because I really honestly can't afford to have a membership and $65 a month taken out of my stuff. That would kill me. I mean, I wouldn't be able to function or eat. I plan that out very carefully. I've even given up my television so I can live. I'm on disability and I'm disabled. Wheelchair type disabled.
Yes, ma'am. You may need to contact your financial institution so you can get the correct number as to who billed your account.
There was no number on there.
May have to actually get them a call and speak to someone.
Okay. So at this point, I should not open these packages.
No, if they was free gifts, then you could open the packages. But I'm not sure, ma'am, because it's not our product. So I can't provide you with the terms and conditions on the product.
Even though you sent them to me?
I don't think we sent them to you because you're not, your name is not popping up in our system.
That's very odd, because I'm looking at the package they were sent in right here. Import Direct Gadgets, the phone number 8865 Norwin Avenue, Suite 27, number 102, North Huntington, Pennsylvania, 15642. And I'm not coming up. There was some survey I had to take.
Yes, ma'am. You would have to contact your financial institution, ma'am.
And ask them what?
Who billed your account? What's the correct company number?
You're not the correct company?
Ma'am, I didn't state that like 3 or 4 times. Your name is not in our system.
Okay. I'm just really confused. All right. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support.
Have a blessed day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.